John, it's a great day for the citizens of Howard County. We did open a new station, station number 13 in Glenwood, which is off of Route 97 and Carr's Mill Road. And, you know, I'd like to take just a quick moment to really thank our executive and legislative teams here in Howard County. You know, during these difficult economic times, you know, they stood up, certainly since I've been here over the last 3 to 4 years, they stood up and made public safety one of their priorities. Not only through their words, and as you know, that's easy to say we support you, but through their actions. You know, County Executive Ken Ullman and our county council members have really demonstrated the commitment to public safety and our citizens, as we witnessed this morning with the opening of this great facility. And our volunteer leadership, volunteers from West Friendship, our Lisbon station and Clarksville station, have worked very closely with me over the last 3 years in selecting the location for this station, to make sure that we have provided the greatest level of service to everyone in the county. This Glenwood station certainly fills a void in the western area of the county. It is certainly going to help us reduce our response times to get our paramedic units and to get our fire apparatus to the citizens in the western portion of the county. We're very, very excited and very thrilled.
Chief, I know that growth in the western part of the county has been a concern for many years now. When was the decision made to place a new fire station there at Glenwood?
You know, it's interesting, John. These discussions have taken place for many years. There was a 1994 study that was done that identified that there was a need out in the western portion of the county. And when I came on board 3.5 years ago, the executive asked me to take a look, a comprehensive look at the system and make recommendations as to where we should be moving forward. We've done that, and the first location we selected was one that was identified many years ago. So the process has been underway for since 1994. County Executive Ullman, when I came on board, asked me to take a look at it. And if that's something that needs to be done, public safety being one of his greatest priorities, let's get it done. And worked very hard with the legislative leaders as well. So it's been a great, great collaborative effort by all.
Now, I know this is a state-of-the-art facility. Explain what's in there compared to some of the other more traditional fire stations in the county.
Well, we have a lot of the energy appliances and you know, low-energy use, heating and air conditioning, thermal windows. We also have bifold doors, which is new to Howard County, and what that does is provide a safety mechanism for the firefighters. For those who have garage doors in their homes, they know how dangerous it is when the springs break and pieces of the spring go flying. Well, we've had that same problem in the fire service for many years, and what these bifold doors do is eliminate all that overhead spring mechanism that comes under tension, and it eliminates the hazards that are associated with that. So we're very pleased. This is the first station in the county will have the bifold doors. All the additional stations will as well. So we've really focused on the enhancement of operational safety within the facility.
Doesn't the facility in Laurel have those bifolds as well?
You know, it's interesting you say that, because when I worked in Prince George's County, I was a part of the design team for that facility, and sadly, no, it does not. The Laurel Station 10 certainly did not when I was in Prince George's County, but we're seeing a lot of the departments across the country going back to this, and the irony is you take a look at the big cities, and they've had those since the mid-1900s, and as construction methods and changed, people went to the overhead doors, and now we're coming back full circle. So back in the 1900s, people were a little bit smarter than we were today, and we're shifting back to the basic elements that make it very easy. The doors open very quickly. We don't have to worry about backing into them, which, sad to say, that tends to happen. But we're looking forward to including the safety feature into all of our stations.
And when does Station 13 go into operation, and how many personnel will be there?
It is in service as we speak, and we will have 4 individuals assigned to our engine. We'll have 2 individuals assigned to our paramedic unit. And we also have a foam and dry chemical water tanker that's assigned there with an individual assigned to that. So we have 21 total individuals to be assigned to that station. And it is up in service as we speak.